begin by taking a couple of deep breaths. Really allowing ourselves to follow our breath into our body. So we breathe it in through our nostrils. And into our lungs. And from our lungs, our breath goes to every cell of our body. And invite ourselves to be aware of places where our breath moves easily. And places where our breath is slow or jagged or blocked. Just noticing without judgment. And allowing our breath to be an invitation to be fully present in this moment. And now we'll invite ourselves to ground deeply into Mother Earth. And as always, there's a variety of images that might help with this. You might imagine dropping an energy cord or a tail from the bottom of your spinal cord, and or imagine roots growing out of the bottoms of your feet, or simply imagine your energy dropping deeply connect with the earth, holding the intention for the roots, the energy filaments, your energy, to go to the core of the earth, the soul of the earth, past terra firma, that ground that we stand on every day as humans. We want to ground into the center, into the soul of the earth. And you might be aware that the energy of the earth spontaneously and graciously offers itself to you, coming up this filament, up these roots, nourishing your energy body. Now we'll take a moment to focus on clearing our energy field. And we'll just start at the bottom and go to the top. And at each one, I invite you to pause as I pause and just see that chakra as a spinning wheel of light. And inviting any energy within that chakra that does not support you to spin out and to draw in the color and vibration of that chakra to support your energy field. So we'll begin with the earth chakra, which is just between our ankles. See that spinning, drawing in the earth energy, releasing out whatever you don't need. Then we'll move up to the first chakra, between your hips at the base of your spine. Imagine a spinning wheel of red light, releasing, drawing in helpful energy. Moving up to the second chakra, the space just below your navel, a spinning ball of orange light, releasing whatever you don't need and drawing in clear light. Moving up to the third chakra, the solar plexus, the space right below your rib cage. A spinning wheel of yellow light, releasing what you don't need, drawing in energy to support you. Moving up to the fourth chakra, your heart space. Spinning wheel of green light, releasing what does not support you and drawing in pure energy. Moving up to the fifth chakra at your throat, a spinning wheel of blue light, releasing what you don't need, drawing in pure energy. Moving up to the sixth chakra, your third eye at your forehead. A spinning wheel of indigo light, releasing what you don't need, drawing in pure energy. Moving up to the seventh chakra on the top of your head, a spinning wheel of violet light, releasing what you don't need, drawing in pure energy. And finally, moving up to the eighth chakra, several feet above your head at the top of your auric field, that place where your energy field connects to the higher vibration of spirit, pure white light, spinning, releasing what you don't need, drawing in pure energy. Take a moment to invite the pure energy of the divine to fill your energy field through this eighth chakra. Maybe even imagine it splitting like on a crystal into the colors of the rainbow as it reaches this eighth chakra. Filling up your energy field until it overflows and washes over the outside of it. And at the same time, reconnect to the earth energy, drawing it up, also allowing it to fill you up from the bottom. You're being filled from the bottom and the top. Pure energy, washing your field like a clear waterfall. So from this grounded place with our energy field clear and flowing, we turn towards the spirits of the six directions. The spirit of the east, spirit of the south, spirit of the west, spirit of the north, Mother Earth, Father Sun. Remembering that each of them offer a gift. To help support our sovereignty. so that only those in that which support our higher good remain with us. Their gifts boost our vibration. So grounded, cleared, boosted, we draw in our true self. Sometimes that true self is a little to the side of us, or in front, or behind, or above. But with clarity and intention, we draw that true self into us, into our center. Knowing that each and every one of us has some special aspect of the radiance of the divine, that we are invited to bring into this world as our true self. So grounded, cleared, boosted, and aligned with our true self, we intentionally draw the manifesting energy of the earth and the inspirational energy of the divine into our heart space, where they blend with our true self, intentionally open our heart to send love and peace with no conditions, no expectation to somebody or some situation in our world. For that person or that situation to use in alignment with highest good and divine timing. So we'll just take a moment in this heart open space, holding the intention for love and peace in alignment with divine timing and highest good. And we remember that this grounded, clear, sovereign, aligned, heart-open space is available and accessible to us whenever we choose. And as you are ready and able, maybe holding the intention to stay in this heart space as much as possible today. And you are ready and able to open your eyes and return to our space together.